So this is what a radical is something that is a molecule that doesn't have somehow a completely filled shell. And it's like the distinction between aromatic molecules and anti-aromatic molecules. If you look at a lot of the small molecules that we're familiar with, that we know are stable, like water or ammonia or methane, they all have 10 electrons. So for water, oxygen has 8 electrons, and it's missing the 2 electrons to fill the shell that argon has. And so it gets these 2 electrons from 2 hydrogens, and then together they have the 10 and they're happy, just like argon, and they don't react so much. If you have an oxygen that's only found 1 hydrogen, this is called an OH radical. And a radical is chemically reactive. It's not as stable as water and will easily react with other molecules. It's not an ion, so it's not electrically charged, it's electrically neutral, but it's reactive because it's missing 1 electron to complete that shell. And as soon as it's got a completed shell, then it's stable, similar to an ideal gas. Nitrogen is missing 3 electrons to be filled, and carbon is missing 4. And so the stable molecules that form with those configurations are NH3 and CH4. So if you take 1 hydrogen off the carbon, it also becomes a radical. If you take 1 hydrogen off ammonia, NH3, then it will become a radical as well. So it has to do with the fact you look at the energy levels. And if you have an energy level where more electrons can go in it and it's not full, then the molecule is reactive. But if it is full, then it should be a stable molecule. You have questions? 6 for a ring. So for rings, the numbers are 4n plus 2. 6, 10, 14. It's Hückel's rule of aromaticity. Yeah, so the simplest approximation is to just look at the quantum mechanics of a ring, and you can, in some sense, build a periodic table for quantum mechanics on a ring. And when you do that, the periodic table is such that you can put 2 in the lowest energy level, and then you have to go to the next higher shell. And in the next higher shell, you can put 4 in, and the right-hand column with filled shells for quantum mechanics on a ring is 2, 4, 2, 6, 10, 14, like that. And those correspond to the ideal gases for quantum mechanics on a ring. Those are the stable ones.